6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is Terrence Ferguson. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Just like that, it's draft week. The most exciting day, arguably, before opening kickoff in the NFL is occurring this Thursday, one day before my birthday. So, you know, two of the most exhilarating, exciting days of the year, back to back. And with the draft being 4 days away, this is the closest to the start of the draft that there have been no trades for first round picks in the common draft era. Common draft era being since, you know, the two leagues joined. They started having joint drafts between 1967 and 1969. So since thereabouts, this is the longest. Well, the closest it's gotten to the draft where no team has made a trade for a first round pick. So I don't know what that says about the draft. The quality of the draft, or the quality that the NFL teams and their head honchos evaluate this draft as. You know, it may lead you to believe, and it kind of leads me to believe, that it might be one of the weaker drafts, or that the teams who are picking in the first round are more resolute. The Joe Montana trade in 1993 came 5 days before the NFL draft. We're now four away. No first-round trades have been made. Probably lends credence to the idea that Cam Ward will be taken with the first pick by the Titans. And aside from that, aside from Ward, Travis Hunter, and Ashton Jeanty, when we're talking about skill position players, we're talking about quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, running back for fantasy purposes. I mean, those three are really the only first round guarantees. I mean, can you think of any others that are definitely going in the first round, that they have to? I mean, I guess you could throw Tet McMillan in there, but that's not even a guarantee. He turned off some teams with his lack of preparation. and not wanting to watch film. You know, Matthew Golden, a lot of people think he'll be in the first round. And that seems likely. I don't know, but maybe teams view this as a weaker draft. No trades have been made yet for the first round. Well, maybe they just think it's a weaker first round. You know, maybe they just think there aren't that many guys who have to be taken in the first round. I think a lot of teams have gotten wise to taking players later because they can. And a lot of those players that they take later in the draft, you know, have paid off for them in the past. So why not do it again? Arguably, the best player to play in the NFL in my lifetime was taken in the sixth round, Tom Brady. You know, teams can get value elsewhere other than the first round. And it looks like that'll probably be the case again this season. That being considered, Adam Schefter reports the Broncos actually are willing to trade up in the first round of the draft. Well, they haven't done it yet. Not many teams have been eyeing a trade up in the first round, but Schefter reports the Broncos have made some inquiries about a deal. Not exactly sure who the Broncos would want to take if they could move up in the draft. You know, I tend to think it would be a running back. The Broncos are one of the shallowest fields of death at the running back position. Schefter also reports multiple teams are open to trading back from the first round pick. So there are teams willing to get out of there, or to move back, at least, including the Jaguars, Panthers, 49ers, and Falcons, who all have top 15 picks. You know, Aston Jeanty comes to mind there as a player the Broncos might be eyeing. The question being, would the Raiders or the Giants take him before the Broncos would even have a chance? You know, if the Broncos think that, they think they can't get a Jonesy, then maybe trading up doesn't make the most sense for them. You know, maybe at their current position, they could get an Omarion Hampton. Currently, the Broncos are drafting at 20. Other teams that need running back help that are drafting before them, I mean, well, really all of them. You know? Except maybe the Titans. Titans don't really need, well, yeah, they do actually. I mean, Tony Pollard is your best back. I mean, you got Tajay Spears too, but you need a big body. They're not going to take a running back with the first pick, though. I mean, it seems highly unlikely that they would. The Browns, number two, they need a running back. I mean, Jerome Ford stands might disagree with me. The Giants, they need a power back. Tyrone Tracy, as much as I like him, he isn't built for a three-down role. The Patriots, they could use a third-down back, a pass-catching back. The Jaguars, I mean, it feels like they could always use a back, even though they have a plethora of them. They need a good back, a consistent back. The Raiders, I mean, we already know that. The Jets, I guess that's one team that doesn't need a back. Although it seems like a team that isn't happy with their current starting back necessarily. But they have three good ones, it would seem. The Panthers at 8. I mean, they have some good backs, but question marks behind Hubbard. I mean, Jonathan Brooks, who knows what they're going to get from him this season? Coming off an injury. Then they're the Saints. They need depth behind Kamara. The Bears. DeAndre Swift's not going to cut it as a three-down back. Then the 49ers. I mean, they have some options there, but Christian McCaffrey is so injury-prone at this point in his career. Then you got the Cowboys at 12. Of course they need a back. Then the Dolphins, who have some good young backs, exhilarating, dynamic young backs, but they could use a power back behind there. They could use a two-down back, a bully in the end zone. Then you got the Colts at 14. I mean, they don't need a lead back with Jonathan Stewart, but they can use more depth. They see it. To me at this point, they seem the least likely to take a back from this group. Then the Falcons, also probably unlikely to take a back. All right, so it gets a little easier at around 14. And the Cardinals, you know, they drafted Trey Benson last year. Still don't exactly know what they have in him there. Then the Bengals, they could use a two-down back. Chase Brown, love him. But that's not the role he was drafted for. The one that he's in now. Seahawks, they have some good backs. Don't really see the need there. Tampa Bay, they have good backs, but it seems like they're still in the market for maybe a bigger back. You know, Bucky Irving, I love him, but he's not a big guy. Rashad White is a bigger guy, but he's not a two-down back, really. He's more of a pass-catching back. And then that brings us to 20, where the Broncos already sit. So, I mean, it seems like they could definitely move up to 14 with the Colts are picking. But I don't know if the guy that they're angling on will still be available there. A lot of running back needy teams before them. But if the Jaguars are willing to trade back, maybe that's the spot. Maybe that's a sweet spot for the Broncos. Right in front of the Raiders. Kick some dust in their face. So the Broncos, we'll see. Maybe they'll be a team that trades up in the first round. Schefter also reports that the Titans turned down multiple offers from teams to trade away the number one overall pick in this year's draft. The Browns allegedly inquired about the possibility of trading up from number two. You know, maybe they were considering Ward with that first with their first possible pick. You have to think they'd mull it over. Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco are your top two. Well, when Joe Flacco is the best quarterback on your roster, you're probably in the market for a new one. The Giants put forth a more persistent offer to move up from the number three overall pick. So it looks like they were in the market for Ward 2 and maybe not so keen on Shedeur Sanders. You know, so barring something miraculous happening, Ward will be taken with the number one overall pick in the 2025 draft. Maybe we mark that down. According to Schefter, another quarterback news, the Falcons have asked for a lot in return for Kirk Cousins, including the acquiring team paying $20 million of the $45 million in guaranteed money that's left on his contract. I don't know how Kirk Cousins does it. Continues to get paid like a king while he plays. While he plays, you know, underwhelmingly, let's just say that. Cousins will be 37 when the season starts. You know, tied for the league lead in 16 interceptions in 2024 and still making the money that he makes. I don't know. I was never on the Kirk Cousins train. Alex and Byron, they've always been stands for him. I never understood it. Always a slow starter. Never getting you where you need to go if you're an NFL team. But he plays just well enough for people to keep their rose-colored glasses on. Michael Penix is now the man in Atlanta. But chances are that some team will get unlucky in the draft and they'll need to procure his services this season and they'll take the hit. You know, we'll see though. A lot could happen on Thursday. One thing that could happen on Thursday is that Michigan tight end Colston Loveland can be drafted earlier than where the consensus mock drafts currently have him going. Loveland set career highs in targets, receptions, and touchdowns in 2024, catching 56 of 82 targets for 582 yards and 5 touchdowns while playing through a shoulder injury. Needs to work on his blocking. That's something, though, that you can't actually work on. Blocking is one of those things that you can get better with over time in coaching. Mel Kiper currently had the Colts draft Loveland at number 14 overall. So, I mean, this could be a first-round guy. And why not? It's a wasteland for tight ends in the NFL right now. John in Cedar Park, welcome to the chat. Off topic. I mean, you know, it's football. But I was offered Travis Etienne for my 110. What do you think? I mean, I would not do that. that Jaguars backfield, they're already question marks there. Bigsby is already getting considerable touches, you know, but it's inconsistent. You don't really know what they're doing from week to week. don't know, 110. I mean, there are a lot of good running backs in this year's draft. I would rather take a stab at somebody young and new. Well, Etienne's still young, but we kind of know what we have in Etienne. More so we know what we don't have in Etienne. I mean, if Bigsby is clearing away to consistent touches. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But that's the trash man in me. Maybe that's the risk taker in me.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Seahawks are open to trading Sam Howell and have received inquiries from teams interested in acquiring their backup quarterback. Seahawks GM John Schneider said that the team is prepared to allow Howell and the recently acquired Drew Lock to compete for the primary backup role behind Sam Darnold. I mean, that would sound insane if you said that to me in 2023. That was your quarterback group. Darnold had the comeback year in 2024, or most of it. But he could turn back into a pumpkin. Any game, really. And then, are you going to be happy with Drew Lock there? Backup QB Jaren Hall currently sits fourth on the depth chart behind that group. I mean, you could see the Seahawks drafting a quarterback at some point. Yeah, get rid of one of those guys. Get rid of some of that dead weight. Get somebody to coach up there. I mean, you can't feel safe. That's a shaky bridge to walk across. Sam Darnold being your best option. So they can move Howell. And more draft news. The Athletic's Mike DeFabo believes the Steelers won't draft Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe if he's available at the pick number 21. He also states that Milroe has generated a lot of buzz in Pittsburgh and that the Steelers really like him. According to DeFabo, however, he's hearing the exact opposite. No. A bit of misdirection there, possibly. Goes on to say that he doesn't think the team would take Milroe if he was sitting there in the third round. So if Milroe's off the menu for the Steelers, who's left? Possibly Shedeur Sanders. Possibly Jackson Dart. Possibly Tyler Shaw. There are a lot of options. And maybe the Steelers, they feel like they're in a good enough place to where they wouldn't want a developmental project like a Milroe when they're in a position to win games right now. When they kind of maybe even have like a short window to win games right now. They want somebody who could potentially get in there week one and produce. That's the kind of team the Steelers are. And that's not the kind of player Jalen Milroe is at this point in his career. Maybe somebody a little bit more seasoned, a little older, like a Tyler Shaw, would make more sense for the Steelers. Milroe's a project, much like Anthony Richardson was. His rookie season, you know, and that hasn't worked out that well for the Colts. So maybe teams are a little wary. Who could blame them? NBC Houston's Aaron Wilson reports that the Texans would like to add a speed running back in the 2025 NFL draft. Wilson said the idea is to pair a speed back to go with Joe Mixon. Sounds like a good idea to me. The Texans actually told Texas running back Jaden Blue that they plan to draft a running back. And Blue had the second fastest 40-yard dash time at a 4.38, the NFL combine. So we could see Blue in blue. Navy blue, that is, come the end of the draft on Thursday. Well, the first round of the draft, that is. Well, I mean, probably not going to go in that first round, though. By the end of the draft, we could see blue in Texans, navy blue. That would potentially be a suck on Joe Mixon's value. Although they're adding a speed back, Mixon still retains his role as goal line, short down back. So he's got that touchdown upside still, but, you know, something to think about. Speaking of the Texans, they have re-signed tight end Irv Smith Jr. to a one-year contract. Smith spent much of the 2024 season on the Texans practice squad before being promoted to the active roster in December. One target in 2024, or a two-yard reception. Irv Smith, who, you know, the Vikings had high hopes for at one point in his career. Likely to be the number four tight end on the Texans roster. But they like him enough to sign for another year. So I guess that's saying something. New Orleans football's Nick Underhill said if the Saints take a quarterback in the 2025 NFL draft, they will likely do so with their second round pick. his guess is that their number nine pick is not going to be a quarterback. He thinks the 40 pick is the sweet spot for them. Doesn't think that there are any quarterbacks worthy of that number nine pick. You know, and with all the trouble that Derek Carr is making for the Saints, it seems very likely that they'll take a quarterback in this draft. And the thing is, they could possibly still get Sanders with the 40. I mean, the scuttlebutt is that Sanders might not make it in the first round. He's not scheduled to attend the draft, at least at the last time I looked. He wasn't one of the confirmed attendees. So he could go in the second round, and he could go to the Saints. Wouldn't that be something if the Saints were able to get a Jeudy and a Sanders? Compare that with Kamara. It's an exciting group to start with. Maybe then, you know, they could add a wide receiver at some point, a second wide receiver. And then to pair with Olave. And then all of a sudden, the Saints have a formidable offense, potentially. But there will still be good quarterbacks in the second round. The Saints are likely to take one of them. Matthew Golden, wide receiver, speaking of wide receivers, told Kay Adams that his January ankle sprain is still bothering him and impacted his performance in the 40-yard dash. This is hilarious, considering that Golden had a 4.29 40 at the combine. The fastest time for any wide receiver in the draft. So, I mean, if this is true, Golden's even faster than we thought. You know, maybe this is to help him get a slight bump in the draft. Teams know the kind of speedster that they'll be getting. Could be the first wide receiver off the board. Probably the best odds to be. Maybe between him and McMillan. In any case, Golden's going to go high, and he's going to run fast. And he'll probably be good in fantasy. Those things are almost certain. More NFL signings, free agency signings. Well, the Cardinals re-signed wide receiver Greg Dortch to a one-year, $3.3 million contract. Dortch, in last year's joint practices with the Colts, where I watched the Cardinals for 2 days, Greg Dortch was the best wide receiver for the Cardinals. Easily. And this is with Marvin Harrison Jr. on the field. I mean, Trey McBride's their number one target. So we just have to be honest about what's happening and what we've seen. And Greg Dortch is a good receiver. Slot receiver, small receiver. Probably not going to do much for you in fantasy, especially outside of PPR formats. But no, don't cut him out. Probably going to be making quite a few appearances in the garbage grab this season if the Cardinals don't add any help in the wide receiver room. The Athletics' Jeff Zrybeck, reports there's certainly been dialogue with other teams about Mark Andrews. trade talks. Thing is, the Ravens want a lot for Andrews. And I'm not sure that other teams are going to be willing to pay it. You know, as far as the tight end, the tight ends available for trade right now. I mean, we have Andrews, we have Dallas Goedert. Those are the top two. And, you know, it being a shallow depth chart and in respect to tight ends who are available, Goddard and Andrews have a lot of power. So teams are probably going to have to pay a lot for them. But wouldn't be totally surprised to see Andrews go somewhere else this week, if he goes, or shortly thereafter the draft. So potentially a boost for Isaiah Likely. Somebody, if you own him in Dynasty, you want to hold on to. Because if Andrews leaves, knives are out for Likely. Could be a fantasy monster. And more football need news. There's a Freudian slip there. The Athletic's Colton Pouncey reports Lions GM Brad Holmes is less certain about an extension for Jameson Williams than he was about for Aiden Hutchinson and Kirby Joseph. Re-signing Williams, that's going to be a high price tag. Holmes saying that he'd like to add more competition to the wideout room. The Lions have already said that they'll pick up Williams' fifth-year option, but it is possible that they spend an earlier pick than expected on a wideout and prepare for Williams' eventual departure. Okay. I mean, they have Amon-Ra St. Brown already in that offense. They have a number one receiver. Jameson Williams on a lot of other teams would be, I think he'd be a top 10, maybe top 5 receiver on another team, on a wide receiver needy team. He's a number one receiver caliber, no doubt about that in my mind. Hopefully they let him go. Hopefully they draft someone with potential and they let Jameson Williams go eat somewhere else. Jameson Williams leaves the Lions, goes to a team that needs a number one receiver. The wheels are up. I mean, I'm taking him wherever he goes. I mean, you know, maybe I'm a bit biased, but I love Jameson Williams as a fantasy prospect. He's like Higgins. You put him anywhere else. He's like Scottie Pippen. You put him somewhere else, you take away Michael Jordan, and he's your marquee player. So hopefully they let Williams slide. Hopefully let him find another home. Hopefully you don't find another home other than Roster Watch. Hopefully we can provide for you like a loving father throughout this fantasy offseason and the ensuing 2025 season. Anyway, stay tuned for Alex and Cody, who are probably champing at the bit to talk more draft. It's an exciting week. Hope you stay with us throughout it. And until next time, this has been the Trash Man. Be ready.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.